Thank you, Jeremy. And let's see, item number 113, please.
Assess property for sidewalk repair by the Bureau of Maintenance.
A presentation on this. Morning.
Morning.
I'm Lee Munson with the Bureau of Maintenance, supervisor of the Sidewalk Repair Department.
I'm Mike Zeller. I'm one of the inspectors with the Sidewalk Department.
Sharon Simran in the auditor's office.
Okay, so we're just assessing the property, and this is, you've requested some time. Do you want to walk us through this, or are we just simply going to request any testimony from affected property owners and proceed?
Well, this is for sidewalk repair that the city requires done, mm-hmm. or has done, and I know we have one person that wants to testify today.
Okay.
All of the remonstrances, any remonstrances that we had have been pulled out of this, so they're not in this assessment.
Okay.
They'll be in a further down the road.
Okay. Questions? If not, then stand by and we'll see what anyone else has to say about this. Thank you. Others that have signed up to testify?
We have one person, Lisa Case or Crace.
Good morning.
My name is Lisa Kroos. I'm the portfolio manager for Portland Habilitation Center, which is a nonprofit organization where we train and hire people with disabilities. In 2012, purchased a property on East Burnside at 14224 East Burnside. We purchased this property August 22nd. That's when the closing statements were signed. Beginning of October, my maintenance supervisor went to the property and found a door hanger from the City of Portland Bureau of Transportation regarding the sidewalk work. This was found after the sidewalk had already been repaired. And I do have documents here. I have also labeled all of them. It's closing statements, disclosure statements, and statements from the title company that we were not advised of any liens or any work that needed to be done in the selling of the property. And I also have a statement here from our real estate agent, testifying all of these documents also. I would just like the council to reconsider this assessment charge to PHC Property Management.
Charlie, if I could, please. First of all, we greatly value the work of PHC. In fact, PHC employees work for the city, and so we have a deep relationship. We're going to have staff come back in a moment and flush out some details, but okay. I just want to make sure I understand that your concern. Is your concern that the seller failed to disclose this to you as the buyer, or is your concern that the city failed to take some action?
The seller and their real estate agent failed to provide any documentation to us. Therefore, we were not notified in a timely manner to know that this work was even going to be done. If we would have known that, we would have taken action ourselves.
And so I'm not your lawyer, and that you may very well have a claim against the seller or the title company or someone, but what's the relief that you're seeking from us?
Just the cost of the repairs.
How much is it?
$418, I believe.
And you're seeking relief because you believe it should be borne by the seller as the cost? Are you disputing that the work needs to be done?
No, the work has already been done. My dispute was we didn't have the opportunity, because we knew nothing about it, we didn't have the opportunity to take the steps that we needed to try to correct the problem prior to, because we didn't know.
Okay, thank you very much. Could you help illuminate this for us? So there was no prior remonstrance. This happened after the fact, right? So.
And is that the standard practice to just leave a door hanger, or is there a mailing as well?
There's several mailings, multiple mailings. The first mailing happened early February of 2012. Follow-up letter happened on April 3rd, 2012. An additional follow-up letter on April 25th of 2012. In June 19th, 2012, the work was given to the contractor to perform. The contractor door hung the property September 18th of 2012, so there's a little bit of a gap there, probably due to his other work demands. The contractor submitted the invoice for the work to be that was done on October 15th, 2012, and then we heard from the new property owner on October 16th, 2012, after the work had already been completed.
Does your file indicate whether the, I'm assuming it's the seller, if it was the same owner, that the seller in this case had actual knowledge that we had asserted the claim? Would they have a record that the letter was received or somehow acknowledged?
We use standard U.S. mail. It's not certified mail, but there was no return mail, so we can assume that the seller received it.
So this must happen. I'm guessing this happens from time to time, where a successor in interest gets presented with the bill, but the notice went to the prior owner. Is that a basis for a remonstrance, or are there circumstances where you'll work with the buyer to help them get relief from the seller?
That is grounds for a remonstrance, and we get those occasionally. And they go back to the sidewalk department, and they review and then make a determination.
Yeah, I think in this case she contacted me on the 16th, was it October, and the work had been completed, and I notified her. I told her, I said, well, you might want to contact the previous owner. And the next day I followed up with some information on how to contact the previous owner, or actually the notification the previous owner had received in January.
Do we have the authority as a council to delay enforcement of our claim against the buyer to give that person time to have this worked out with the seller? If based on the timeline you gave us and the timing of the closing, it appears that it would otherwise be the obligation of the seller, whatever happened in the transaction, which we're not a party to. Do we have the option of providing some breathing room so that this can be worked out with the seller?
Yes, you can remove this one account from this ordinance, and then we would provide an amended ordinance to go to second reading.
And when would you, and that would kick this can down to what point in time? When would you come back to us if that was not resolved?
It would probably be in the next assessment, which will be in 3 months. We do assessments for sidewalks every 3 months.
Do you have because it's a relatively small amount of money, does that create an undue burden for your office if we were to do that?
It creates a lot more work.
What are the other options? Are we capable of? We're not capable of billing the prior property owner, right?
No. The property owner is responsible for the sidewalk. That's their responsibility, and that's who we notify as the owner of record with Multnomah County.
At the time of assessment.
Time. Yeah. There's an 18-day remonstrance period, and this property owner, I know, got the proposed assessment, and they had 18 days from that time, from the mailing of the proposed assessment to get a remonstrance in so that we can remove it from the ordinance.
You're saying this, they were not timely?
No. We did not get a remonstrance from them.
Have we, from time to time, granted an extension under just basic equity? I mean, no. It seemed to me that there's circumstances where a successor in interest may not know, may be so unaware that there could even be such a claim that they don't act on it the same way that a property owner does that gets a letter.
That would be sidewalks determination, yeah, whether they wanted to do something like that, but not after we do all the paperwork and send out the proposed assessment.
If it's the will of the council just to pull this from this one item and have it come back to us in 3 months, if it to see whether it can be resolved, does it simply mean that you would just pull this? You'd have to file the paperwork amended to just yank this one item, and then we would agree. Mayor, that would be my suggestion. I mean, I understand it's a small amount of money, but it does seem to me that if there is a dispute with the seller, we might want to give the property owner a chance to resolve that before we assess.
I'd like to give them time to do that. I agree. Is that a motion to amend?
I would make a motion to amend.
Second.
Further discussion on that motion? Then let's take a roll call on that, please.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Thank you for the explanation, by the way. That was very clear and helpful. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales?
Good suggestion. Thank you. Aye. So now this will come back for second as amended.
Mm-hmm. I have another question.
Another question?
Thank you. Yeah. So does the assessment letter go by certified mail? Well, I'm, in this instance, glad I don't have a sidewalk in front of my house because sometimes the mail can pile up. I did hear of one other person who was concerned that she sent her payment on time but forgot to put the stamp on the letter. Are you familiar with that particular case?
That's this lady.
Oh, this so that was also.
It went through their machine and didn't get stamped.
I see.
But, you know.
So a series of challenges, but the same issues, so we can get that resolved. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We are recessed until 2 p.m. this afternoon, at which point we take up safety awards and that only. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.